Coach Passer, if you'd like to start off with a statement before we open up for questions.
Well, a few things. First of all, I want to give a great credit to Coach Christensen and his staff. I think he does a great job with their team. They're very well coached. They run really good stuff. They cut hard. They play hard. I mean, that's they're a dangerous team with good young players. They're going to be good. I mean, not only good for this year, but I mean, the next couple of years, they're really good. And he does a great job with them, and he's a phenomenal human being as well. Very, very good coach. Proud of our guys. First of all, it's a tale of two halves. Boy, there was a lid on that hoop on that first half like I've never seen before. But we were able to stick, you know, stay close somewhat through to our due to our defense. You know, that first half we held them 25% from the field and 27 from three. You know, we had a lot of turnovers. We just couldn't, you know, score. We only had 15 points the first half, but we had 50 the second half. A few things. We ended up with 18 assists on 24 made field goals, but we had 15 assists on 19 made field goals the second half, which is a tremendous stat. We ended up having 8 kills. We had 5 the first half. Kills for us is anytime you get 3 consecutive stops in a row is a kill. The goal is to get 7 in one game. So 8 different times in this game, we got 3 consecutive stops, which is a great thing for us. Our goal is to get 7. So we did a good job there defensively. But, you know, the one is to be able to win the game without Quentin. You know, we rely on him so much and him to go down early. But it shows you this group of guys, they've become a good basketball team, and their fight and their resolve and their grit to any time they've been knocked down, they've always found a way to keep coming back and not let things, you know, hang, you know, and let it avalanche. So that's a great credit to our young men. Todrick Jackson, he took that bad shot to start the game when he got in. I jumped him. I sat him down. I gave him a butt chewing. And I put him back in, and to his credit, he responded. He was a big-time player today, played at a very, very high level, at a career-high 29, and I'm proud of him for him responding like that. And it's a direct correlation because the last 2 days of practice, he stayed after practice and worked, you know, with great intensity on his game, and that's a reason why he had a good game today, really played at a high level. Josh and Ben, double doubles. You know, Josh O, who was just a monster on the glass again, along with Ben. Josh Heath had 7 assists the second half. And I thought Justin Moore was fantastic. 8 defensive rebounds, 6 assists, 1 turnover, and hits the biggest 3 to give us the lead. And his pace on his cuts, you know, allowed us to get open. You know, some of our cuts, based on our pace and our speed of our cuts, allowed some opportunities to get open. So, overall, you know, good to get a win. To sit here with 6 wins at this time, again, like I said on the radio, you know, this is still year one of a rebuild job. We still got a long way to go. You don't take it for granted. We're still far from being out of the woods, but, you know, it's pretty, you know, miraculous for us to be sitting where we're sitting right now at this point in February, to be in the situation we're in. It's a real, real credit to those young men, that them having understanding about a team, and it's just a great lesson, or an example, should I say, of what a team can do. And we've become a good team. We're very limited, tons of deficiencies, but team usually always prevails in the long run.
Bowman is a tough physical guard, and to limit him to 8 shots says a lot about your defense.
Yeah, I mean, I thought we did a good job on Chapman, 25, too, who came in shooting 48% from 3-point range, and he was 0 for 4. We guarded well. We guarded well on Bowman, and we guarded well. You know, Robinson's really good. I mean, he had 17 points, but on 16 shots. But those guards are really good now, and they run good stuff, and they cut. I mean, they're a hard team to play. And so, you know, but one thing that's traveled, I always talk to our team about, that travels is defense. Defense always travels, and so when you have an off night offensively, the one thing you can be good at is defense. And we were not good the first half offensively, but we were good defensively. You know, and that kept us at least in striking distance. And defense is all about effort, and defense travels. And even though it was a home game, and by the way, the crowd was really good today again. great energy in the building, gave us another good lift, was loud. You know, the crowd's been, you know, has helped us win some games this year.
What can you tell us about Quentin's injury, and beyond that, what other than his inavailability in the second half prompted you to play the first 19 plus minutes without a substitution?
Well, a couple things. One was Quentin got hurt at the start of the game. He had his head ankle injury. He hurt it in the Notre Dame game. In that Clemson week, he didn't practice. He didn't practice leading up to Clemson, and he played poorly. And I told our trainer, Richard, he needs to practice. He's a guy that has to practice. He practiced going into Wake Forest. It was bothering him, but he practiced and he had a double-double against Wake Forest. And then he didn't practice before Tusculum, didn't play as well, and he didn't practice all this week. He practiced very little bit yesterday just because his ankle's been bothering him. So, and he just hurt it today, so we'll have to get it examined and see. We had to kind of mix and match that second half and go small. I started Justin and Todrick the second half. Josh O had banged his knee, and we were testing him in the locker room. We didn't know if he was going to play the second half. We were testing him in the locker room to see how he was. But I just went with that five, and it is what it is. I mean, you know me well enough now that it's hard for me to play 10 or 11 guys. I usually just go with, you know, if I feel a group's going well, I'm going to go with that group. And it just kind of is what it is, and that's what prompted me to kind of go with it. That group was playing well.
I imagine Justin coming off the injury, that'd be pretty impressive for you to see a game where he played very contained, played defense and rebounded.
He was really good in both. Best game he's probably played all year, and he practiced really well Thursday and Friday. Direct correlation. He's a good player when he cuts he's all about his pace of play and his cutting. When he passes and sprints on his cuts and violently cuts both entrance and exit, he's a good player. When he jogs and plays with poor pace, he's not good enough to be a Division I player. When he plays with great pace and speed, and when he's on the pace, he's good enough to be in the ACC. And I tell him that all the time. Either you're going to be an ACC player or Division II. So, and it all based on his pace of cuts without the ball. It's not just with the ball; it's without the ball too. And he had a big play that doesn't get caught in the box score. He threw it ahead to Josh O. Because I've been on him, stop giving the ball a headache. You get it, you throw it ahead. The open man's the go-to man. And there was a possession where they were great. They didn't get back in transition. Justin got it, threw it right ahead to Josh, and he went right and got a foul and attacked the rim. And that was credited by Justin throwing the ball ahead, not getting an extra dribble and trying to do it himself. And he's really improved on that.
We talk a lot about having the guards come down the lane and rebound.
He had eight today, Justin. I'm all about guard rebounding. Josh O had 12 defensive rebounds, and Justin Moore had eight. That's 20 defensive rebounds by two perimeter players. To me, that's a direct correlation to the head coach. And when they don't rebound, it's a direct correlation to the head coach. It drives me up the wall. And so because we emphasize it, reinforce it, talk about it, film it, defensive guard rebounding is everything, I believe, in what we're trying to do. And that's why Kai Bowman's really good. He's our leading defensive rebounder on their team. He rebounds that sucker and goes in transition. That's what makes him really good, too, now.
What did you make of the way you're playing offense? You're shooting the ball offensively in the first half. Did you
have? I've never seen anything like it. In the first half, you know how many layups we missed, Ken?
Several.
More than several. I mean, it was... I didn't know if I was going to call Marvin and say, do we need to give everyone's money back for that first half? That was not a good show, you know, but that's why it just is what it is. But I've never been part of that where we layups, like point blank short layups, but I kept, you know, I was angry, but I and my staff said, I think they're getting tight, coach. You just got to maybe tell them a joke or something in the timeout and they're right. You know, Reveno told me, he says, maybe just tell him a joke or something to loosen him up. And I went in there and I just told him, I said, guys, I've been in basketball maybe 25 years, 30, I don't know how long I've been in it, and I tell you, I've never seen anything like it. It's got to turn our way. I says, God bless all of y'all. I said, we're due to make a layup here or there. So, and we really, that last stretch, that last 3.5-4 minutes, we kind of cut into the lead, and that gave us some momentum going in the second half. But we missed a lot of layups, but also we had some, you know, just inexcusable turnovers, and we were not valuing the ball that first half.
How well equipped you are at this stage of the season and win on the road in this conference now?
I mean, it's this league to win on the road is. I mean, Danny Manning took him in his third year to win one game. To win a road game. I mean, you know, we won at North Carolina State, who was undefeated at home before we beat them. So my point is, it's hard. It's very hard to win on the road in this league. We played at Virginia Tech in Virginia. Like, we played at a high level. And I was telling this to someone earlier today. Like, in the other leagues I've been in, if we played really well, we were winning. In this league, you play really well and you lose. You could lose. I mean, when Notre Dame played here, they played really well, but they lost. I mean, that's what makes this league so good, is you can play really well and still lose. And we played so well at Virginia Tech in Virginia, and we lost both games, but we played really well. So how equipped are we? I think we can play really well and still not get a win, because it's just hard. This league is just, it's one of those leagues where home or away, teams are so good that you can play really well and still lose. But, we got three road games left before the conference tournament. We'd love to steal one somewhere along the way, but none of the three are going to be easy, obviously.
So what was it that made the difference today in the second half?
Well, our execution, we had 15 assists on 19 made field goals that second half, and we executed. We just kept guarding. We kept guarding, but we took care of the ball. I don't know how many turnovers we had that first half. I think we had 10 or something, but we had 10, yep. So we only had 4 the second half, and a couple of those were late, just not smart decisions on our part. But our execution, 15 assists on 19 made field goals. We're one of the very, very best in the country on assisted on made field goals in the country in assist. And that's a big stat from where we started. For me, from where we started in our first practice in April to where we are now, to have that type of stat, is I'm really proud of our guys.
This is really out of left field. I guess maybe I thought about it since you're playing a team from New England. But as a coach, did you use the Super Bowl as any sort of a teaching moment for your guys?
Well, no, I didn't use it on that. Look at Wake Forest and Clemson the week before. I mean, both games we were down, 20, and within at the 4-minute mark, both games we were 2 possessions away from a tie ball game. I mean, my point is we've been down. Notre Dame, we were down. I mean, we've been down in a lot of games. Louisville, we were down. Besides Duke and Tennessee, we've been down in games, but we have fought. We have found a way to kind of creep back in, and just, nothing's really avalanched on us to this point. But that's a credit to our guys, the resolve of our young men. And, you can see today, I mean, our margin for error, like 19 and a half minutes, we went with 5 guys. I mean, it's just, we just don't have, no room for error.
Psychologically, how important was it to get the game down to single digits going into the
locker? Well, that was big, the way we ended the second half, the first half. But I think Justin's 3, sometimes when you're trying to come back, how many times have you seen a game and you just can't get over the hump to take the lead? Justin's 3 to give us the lead just gave us that, like, you got over the mountaintop. How many times have you been down and you just can't get over that hump of taking the lead because you've expended so much energy trying to come back? Getting that 3 by Justin Moore was big.
He's not the most...
You can say it, Ken.
He was looking for a shot all the time. I'm curious, did you think he was going
to... But he was so open, and he stuck, and he almost made the second one.
Right.
But when he's open like that, he's got to shoot it. And he's got to just put it in, which he did.
Anything else for Coach?
Okay, thanks everybody.